Shine.fm presents Stronger Together, a show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community. Here's Seth Tower Hurd.
I want to punch you in the face, but I love Jesus.
Well, there's that.
And also, Sherry is from Shine.fm Mornings with Brant.
Yeah.
You know her. You love her. And, I mean, today you haven't punched anybody in the face.
Not well,
I guess
yet.
I don't know that.
No, I haven't. I haven't. So because it's I want to punch you in the face. So it's not I've punched people in the face. But I was trying to get it published and people were saying, well, it's so violent. And I said, no, I punch you in the face is violent. I want to punch you in the face is actually honest and transparent. So I have not punched anyone in the face to answer your question.
Okay, so that's how you get it in Christian bookstores.
That's a,
not actually doing
we'll
it.
See. The jury's still out, Seth, but amen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a process.
Okay.
It's been a process.
So let's start with the process. Let's go
okay.
there.
Okay. So basically, I had this idea for a book about PMS. And it was because I never hear it talked about in Christian culture. So we talk about the manifestation of it. So anger and all the other things that happen to you because of your hormones. But we don't actually talk about it. And it is, I thought that was so odd because it's such a major part of every woman's life in some way or another. So the fact that you don't talk about it was just weird to me. So I thought, okay, I can talk about it, and I can talk about it hopefully in a funny way. And I wrote two chapters of it, and then I went to Wheaton College. They have a conference called Write to Publish, and I went there to kind of pitch it. And then they liked me, and they liked my method of writing, but they were not a fan of
the topic.
The topic and the title is not the best Christian title, as you pointed
you know,
out.
I was thinking at some point when you were a teenager, you were like, I'm going to be on Christian radio, and also I'm going to write this book
right.
that's going to be really hard to get in Christian bookstores.
That's my goal in life. No, actually, the hard part about it is in Christian culture, we all try to pretend like this is not how we feel. And beyond PMS, which the book is obviously about, but just overall, we're always trying to out Christian each other. We're always trying to out-holy each other. We're always trying to out-sanctify each other. And so even just suggesting that this type of sentiment exists, a lot of people balk against, even though it does exist. You do feel this way. And as a woman, every 28 days, your body is going to that place. Your emotions are going to that place. And just knowing, that's what the book is about, really. It's not even about solutions necessarily. It's just saying to you, you're not crazy. And if you are, so am I. We're all crazy together.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. By the way, this is Stronger Together. It's the show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationship, and community. Sherry, who you know pretty well from Brant and Sherry on Shine.fm Mornings, joins me. Let's go back to just even you kind of discovering your voice in this. Because, mm-hmm. you know, to say something that's like needed but kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
How did you become like kind of this person, this Christian that could do that?
I think you come face to face with who you are without Christ. And you acknowledge the fact that he loves you anyway, that the Bible says, while I was yet sinning, Christ died for me, that there's no revelation that he has of me that would make him walk away, that any horrific part of myself that I see, he saw on the way to Calvary. That's why he went. And when I can accept that, when I can breathe in God's grace, when I can breathe in Calvary, and I say that all the time, because I think Calvary is something we don't talk about enough, go figure, in Christian culture. When I can breathe that in, it's okay for me to say my shortcomings. It's okay for me to say where I fail. It's okay for me to accept that and vocalize it when I've triumphed by the power of the Holy Spirit and when I failed because I wouldn't listen to God. All of those things. Because none of this, Seth, is based on me. It's based on the faithfulness of God. It's based on Calvary. And that should give us the freedom as believers to say where we are. Because his love doesn't change for us. So that's where, once I was able to breathe that in, I'm born and raised in church, so it took a long time for me to be able to breathe that in because we're always so focused on doing stuff, right?
Okay, so let's go there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Sherry from Brant and Sherry, Shine.fm Mornings, joining us on Stronger Together. you're in church, you hear this whole thing, you mm-hmm. hear this your whole life, mm-hmm. you know, grace, redemption, freedom, mm-hmm. but it doesn't kick in until much later. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when did it kick in and when did it finally click for you? And I'm not talking about obviously you becoming a Christian, but mm-hmm. you like getting it like, oh, I don't have to live up to this thing.
Wow. I don't. Sometimes that's a great question. And people have these moments where they realize, and it's kind of this big light moment. Because without Jesus, my mind is so not okay. Like I'm crazy. I say that all the time, and it's true. And some people are listening like, yep, that's exactly what I thought. I've had those moments all the time, like in different variations. But specifically, I know that growing up in church, family all in ministry, I knew stuff, but I didn't know Jesus. And that made itself very apparent once I got to college, because when there was no one there around me, I just went completely off the deep end. And because my personality is excessive and obsessive, that showed. Yeah, I know. That's hard. People right now are like, not Sherry. Yes, honestly, that is how I am, too much. And it started to manifest itself in various dangerous ways, very destructive ways. And I just remember just kind of thinking, I'm probably going to die. I really thought that of myself because I didn't seem to have the thing. And this may seem foreign to a lot of people, but there are people, especially if you have an addictive personality, you understand what it is to not to have that thing in your head that tells you to stop. And realizing I didn't have it and realizing I need something, I need someone, and then coming to Jesus in a different way. Not the kid way. And I don't want to disparage the church because I'm glad that I had that upbringing because I knew who to go back to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But just having that moment, I do remember a moment when I went to my uncle's house, who's a pastor, and sitting on his porch and saying to him, I think I'm going to die.
And you're 19?
19, 20. Yeah.
I mean, that's supposed to be like American culture glorifies college as like mm-hmm. the best thing that'll ever happen to you. Which I always think, like, if you peaked at 22, you got kind of yeah. a sad life. You probably need to fix some things. Like, I don't think downhill. You have to peak at 22.
Right, right.
But, I mean, still, just a very morbid, grim place to be.
It was. It was a very morbid, grim place to be, all in the name of fun and partying. So, to be sure, I was fun to be around. I was the person you wanted at the party. Everything was lively and excited. But inside, I knew I was dying. And I remember going to his house and sitting on his porch and saying, I think I'm going to die. Because I don't know how to stop. And he said to me, just come to Jesus. And I know that sounds so church and cliche, but it resonated with me because it was, he said, just come. You can't change yourself. So if I'm not telling you to change yourself, I'm just telling you to come to him.
So what did you think of Jesus at that point? You know, I mean, because you grew up in church, mm-hmm. you go off on your own. It doesn't sound like you're like, okay, I thought through this Christianity thing doesn't make sense. I'm just out. It
no.
doesn't sound like you ever got there.
No, I never was there. Yeah. I thought that he was the guy, and I grew up Pentecostal and charismatic, so I thought he was the guy that was just waiting until I was in the worst sin scenario to come back in the rapture and leave me behind. Because that was the biggest thing. It was always rapture driven. It was, are you going to be ready when he comes back? And it was fear. It was just all fear. And I was afraid of him. I didn't understand his love. I didn't understand grace. I didn't understand Calvary. I didn't understand any of it. It was just fear. And once I started, as I said before, to breathe in his love, and that is, we will do that till the day we're in his presence. That's when he started to change me, and I realized I didn't have to change myself.
We're with Sherry. This is Stronger Together. It's a show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationship, and community. If I can camp out there for just a second, because I think a lot of Christians who maybe have been in church their whole lives get like nervous about talking to somebody that, you know, has had some church experience and mm-hmm. then is out. Mm-hmm. And what I always try to encourage people in that moment, it's like, no, I mean, 99% of the time, they didn't get like the real Jesus.
Yeah,
they
right.
just got yelled at, or mm-hmm. it was weird. Somebody burned them personally, and mm-hmm. they're like, I'm out on this. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't really get the gospel out of it. They mm-hmm. just kind of got a hurtful situation. So
right.
it's not scary to go talk to them. Like, you have something they've maybe still never heard.
Yeah. And something that deep down they want. They want to believe that he is real. They want to believe that he is true. And I always tell people, go read about Jesus. Just about Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, read about Jesus and tell me that guy isn't awesome. I understand all that you've been through. Believe me, I tell people all the time, you haven't seen half the stuff I've seen in church. I mean, I just grew up that way. So anyone who's been hurt by it, anyone who has seen things, and I guarantee you, me too. But Jesus, actual Jesus, is so compelling and so refreshing and so life-changing. That is what I want. That's what I want, and I think that's what most people want.
So we go from this place of, oh, Jesus, I'm 19, I'm 20. I get this in a way. Mm-hmm. God met me in a way I didn't understand growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we go from there to, you know.
That's a long process.
By the way, if you're just listening on the radio, not watching the video, I just held up her book again. So at some point in there, did you realize you were good at this stuff? You said you were a lot of fun to be around. And yet you touch a crazy number of people through radio.
Mm-hmm.
You just did an event and we're up on stage and mm-hmm. everybody loved you and was able to take something away from it. And you're right.
Thank you.
But it seems like from where you are at, mm-hmm. from the, like, Jesus is just waiting around to, like, leave me behind.
Right. Yeah.
To this, mm-hmm. there's a lot of steps. So where did you start to realize you had a talent or a calling or a skill?
Well, I think I always knew that. So, and that's the dangerous part, right? Because if someone like me knows that without knowing Christ, then you know, I'm the next person on the Inquirer who's, you know, in rehab again, and I'm, you know, a celebrity or whatever, but I can't get it together. So my type of personality along with talent without Jesus would equal destruction. My grandmother was a writer, and my family are writers and singers. So that was just, it was like the family business, sort of, like it was preaching, it was writing, it was creating.
Like, I grew up on a farm. All my cousins are farmers. It's kind of what you did.
It really is. I mean, people don't always understand that, but that's really true. It that was what we did. My grandmother produced stage plays and wrote stage plays, and we were the stage crew, or you were in it, or you, that's just what I knew. So I just grew up doing that. I wrote and produced my first play, I think, when I was 7th or 8th grade, and just kept doing that. So I always knew that that was the thing that I could do. And then when I got to college and I had my first taste of radio, I did not want to do anything else ever but that. And I set my sights on that, and that's the only thing I wanted to do. So it was that. I know some people try to find themselves as far as what they want to do or what they, but I always knew what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Yeah. From the beginning, I knew that's what I wanted to do. Did I know I wanted to do it to this extent, or Christian radio? I didn't see any of that, but I knew that I loved radio and I loved writing, and that's what I wanted to do with my life.
Okay. And so you have this moment, mm-hmm. your uncle says, just come back to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know. At that point, I mean, I'm assuming you said it because you knew you didn't want to die. You didn't want to succumb to it.
Right. And I felt it was a hopelessness and it was a despair. And then there's a scripture, I can't remember, it's in Psalms, but in Psalms it says, when I entered your sanctuary, then I understood. I remember that psalm because I remember reading it and thinking, okay, so what I'll do is I'll just show up. Because someone who has my, you know, quote unquote talent, ability, whatever, when you go to church, all people want to put you to work. They want you to get up and do this or write this or do that. And I wouldn't do any of that at first. I just wanted to sit and understand who I was in Christ and understand, it says, I want to say in Ephesians, but it may not be Ephesians, understanding the breadth and the width and the depth of Christ's love, really getting that. So I just sat, and my uncle was a pastor, and I just sat there and absorbed God's word, absorbed his love, absorbed it all, and continue. And I continue to do it, actually.
Okay. When you came back to church,
mm-hmm.
were people good about giving you space and not being weird?
No, they were weird. Yeah, everybody was weird. So
okay.
It was super weird stuff. And I understand why, because I mean, I am an extrovert, so I sin loudly. So anything that I did or continue to do, because I don't want it to sound like I sat on this porch and then ta-da, everything was fine. No, there was a process. But what I learned was that Calvary meant he was committed to the process of changing me, and that process is never over. And yes, people were weird because they knew the things that I had did because I did them loudly. And in many instances, continued to do them until The Holy Spirit continued to conform me to the image of Christ. And I think in church, we want notches, you know, to say, okay, that person changed, that person changed, that person came to Jesus. And we have these altar calls and people come up and we get all excited. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do those things, but doggone it, Seth, it takes time to be conformed to the image of Christ. Nobody is ever there. And I wish we conveyed that more as believers, because then people wouldn't feel so guilty.
This is Stronger Together. It's a show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationship, and community. We're talking personal transformation with Sherry from Branton. Sherry, of course, who you know from the morning on Shine.fm. You got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an extrovert as well. I get it.
I do.
Yes. And so you've got to be drawing from somewhere, right? Obviously, because like you're just did this big event with Shine FM and, you know, we're able to basically give to a lot of people in the audience and you give basically through, you know, a morning show every morning. So like what's going on with you to make sure that like you're healthy, like as a Christian, and also just like, you know, that you're not like just dying personally, like, I mean, exhausted or whatever.
That's
right?
A great question.
How are you, what's your process if we're talking transformation? Because there's one thing to get healthy and there's another thing to stay healthy and be able to give to others without, like, you know, just being fried out.
That's a great question. I am very intentional about time off, and I'm very intentional about my home church where I go to church. And this is going to sound terrible and people are going to write me, and that's okay. It's Sherry at brandhanson.com. I am intentional about not doing much, meaning I do not speak often at my church. I do not do a lot of functions and things like that at my church. I'm not up front a lot. I'm on committees. I help with a lot of things. I make sure people are okay or whatever. But what I don't do is I don't give at the level I do at my job at my church. At my church, I'm there to help empower others, and I'm also there to be fed and to be nurtured and to understand and to be corrected and to be exhorted and rebuked if necessary. Like, I have made those, and I'm not telling anybody else to do that. I have made that distinction where I come here and it's not going to be an extension of my job. And my pastor has been very understanding about that, because obviously if you have someone, you know, that has my job, you would want them to come and speak and be this and be that and do this and do that. And I don't, because that's how I make that. Those are my boundaries. And so that's very important to me. And also, Seth, I have a wonderful family, and my family that surrounds me makes sure that none of this goes to my head. They're very particular about letting me know exactly who I am, where I came from, and how far I have to go. So that's helpful.
Yeah, if we can hang out there for just a second. You know, I was on Shine FM for about 10 years and never saw myself back in radio again. And, you know, this is kind of an unexpected turn in life. I spend most of my time running a business. But one of the things I've done for years is I'm actually still a film and TV critic.
Okay.
And so that allows me to, you know, catch a decent number of premieres in Chicago and, you know, gives me the opportunity to meet and interview a fair number of actors. And it's something I'm pretty careful about not putting on social media. So I actually don't ever take pictures. Like if I meet an actor from a movie, I don't put that on the internet. I don't even take a picture.
Okay.
I just don't.
Okay.
And it's because like I've seen into that world and I just don't want to be tempted to be in it. And I also don't want anything I accomplish in life to try to be like, well, it's on the back of he met this guy and then something happened. It's like, I'd rather just let God provide for me. And so that's my own kind of like, I don't matter in the scheme of Hollywood at all, other than I just do some writing.
Right.
You know, you can check out my writing at Relevant Magazine if you care. But I think that all of us need that, because it's weird. The people who are maybe the most like prideful or think they're the coolest, a lot of times aren't actually the coolest.
Right, right.
You know?
And they actually don't think they are.
Yeah.
It's coming from a deep well of insecurity.
Yeah. And people who really have been able to do something big, and I actually mean this for people who aren't Christians normally as well, who are very successful, normally became very successful, whether they know Jesus or not, through a good deal of humility.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know that I can say that I'm humble, because I think that may negate it. But what I will say is I have a really great, like my group of friends or friends that I've had since I was 20 years old. My mom, my aunts, my cousins, my brother, my family is just very, very important to me. And they surround me and they protect me. and they keep me grounded. And so, honestly, I'm so grateful for what God allows me to do. And I try not to take that for granted. But I also realize, to me, and I, when I say this, people balk against it, but it's honest. To me, it's just like going to Walmart, working at Walmart. It's like a mechanic. It's like a bank teller. It's like a flight attendant. You go to work every day. That's how I see my job. I don't focus on this many people are listening or we're on here or there doing this or that. I really just do my job. I'm grateful for the job God has given me. Ultimately, to me, the most important thing where my job is concerned, and this may sound weird, is that I get to take care of my mother and I get to take care of her sisters. And that's something that God has provided for me to do. And the job allows me to do that. And I'm grateful for that. And that's how I view it. It really is. And that kind of keeps me centered and grounded.
This is Stronger Together. We're with Sherry from Brant & Sherry. You heard it on Shine FM Mornings talking personal transformations. I want to actually end going back to where we started.
Okay.
That's cool.
Sure.
So you talked about, you know, being 19, mm-hmm. you know, thinking, kind of caught in, you know, kind of a cycle of craziness, thinking mm-hmm. it was going to kill you at some mm-hmm. point. What, if somebody knows somebody that's there right now, mm-hmm. what did 19-year-old Sherry need to hear? And maybe how did some people get it wrong who were mm-hmm. Christians, you know, who were overly heavy-handed mm-hmm. and didn't help you on your journey back to Jesus?
I think overall, if you have someone like that, trust the Holy Spirit to work in their life. Like, and when there's an opportunity, allow the Holy Spirit to use you. If not, just love them. And I know people don't like that. And I know that that word love has been co-opted to mean anything and everything you do is fine. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is let that person know you're a safe place. My uncle was a safe place for me so that when I was ready to come back, you cannot control when someone is ready to come back. Let me say that again. You cannot control when someone is ready to come back. In the prodigal son story, we never hear a word from the father, Seth, ever until the son comes back. So there is no, wait a minute, you're going where? No, you can't have your money. You know you're going to live out there and you're going to do. We don't hear any of that because he knew the son's heart was rebellious. There was nothing he could do. When the son comes back, who came to the son to tell him that he was wrong? The son. The Bible says he's in the pig pen and he came to himself. So you have to trust that you've given, if it's your child or your sister or whomever, you, that you've given them enough, that God is there, that the Holy Spirit can get into the places and say the things that you can't say. And then when he does that and the person turns back around like the prodigal son and comes towards home, be there to greet them, be there to hug them, do what the father did. The Bible says the father raised up his coat and ran to the son. From afar off, he saw him. Run to them. But in that pig pen at that time, I know sometimes we want to be the ones that say, yeah, I went to them and I told them and they turned around. That's about us. In that pig pen by themselves, trust the Holy Spirit to allow them to come to themselves. Then when they come to you smelling like the pig pen, hug them.
Wow. You just shut me up. Like, it was so good. I was like, oh, I got to keep doing the show. This is Stronger.
I believe very, very strongly in that.
Yeah, this is Stronger Together. It's a show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationship, and community. Really flipping the script, Sherry from Brant & Sherry in the Morning joining us. Just as we wrap up here, you know, really talking personal transformation. What are you excited about right now? I mean, you got a book out. Mm-hmm. You probably got some more stuff in your head.
That was Stronger Together, a show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community. Subscribe to the Shine.fm podcast to catch every episode of Stronger Together, available on the iTunes podcast app and wherever podcasts are available.